some bottles really surprise you. La Puga Mezcal, is it going to be one of them? I've had their tequila, and I love it. This mezcal, this could be the thing that finally converts this tequila-only drinker over to drinking mezcal. So let's crack it open. La Puga's been known for putting out some wild, expressive spirits. And this mezcal is no exception. It leans into character, into texture, and into that rustic mezcal identity without blowing your palate way up with this aggressive smoke. Let's dive into this one. On the nose, yeah, you definitely get a little sweet smoke, but it's not like a campfire punch that you expect from some mezcals. It has a lot of roasted agave, sweet honey. I pick up some wet earth minerality, a little dark cherry. It's got a nice floral aroma. And I pick up a little bit of almost like a bitter chocolate, a subtle anise as well, just a little bit of anise. I kind of wonder how much it'll change the longer I let it set here. Let's give this one a taste. Okay, you get a really roasted agave sweetness. It kind of carries that smoke with it, but again, not campfire, just a nice subtle hint. It's got a lot of citrus, like lemon peel, maybe a little bit of lime zest. I get some mint. Even a little eucalyptus. There's a little jalapeno, but without like extreme heat. It just kind of lightens up a little bit with a little bit of like a jalapeno vegetal burn. A light briny taste with a lot of minerality. I get some honey, and it does have like a gentle like cacao bitterness, which kind of balances all out. That sweetness is there, and then it kind of hones in with just a touch of bitterness. The texture is silky. It's got a medium body. I say medium, it's medium to heavy without it being syrupy. And it leaves great legs on the glass. Like it really coats the glass. Let's take another hit and dive into the finish. The finish is warm. It's long. It's clean. You get agave sweetness and that earthy minerality with a little bit of vanilla. And then that citrus kind of comes in at the very end, that lime, lemon, zest finish. This is one of those that every sip, it changes. I really didn't know what to expect. I read a lot of things about how good it was. Their tequilas have blown me away. Their tequilas have been amazing to me. So I was really expecting this to be phenomenal. And it is. I did get the opportunity to interview Sarah Castillo and Dave Wiley with La Puga. And they go into the whole story, the name, the bottle, the whole concept behind the company and what they're trying to accomplish. Check it out on YouTube. It's a really great interview. And they are some really amazing people. All right. La Puga's Mezcal. It's flavor forward, it's expressive, and it's balanced. It delivers a little bit of smoke that a mezcal lover will really like. It also has the sweetness, fruity, and an elegance that makes it incredibly approachable for a tequila drinker who is a little bit afraid of drinking that smoky mezcal, but you're still a little mezcal curious. Whether you're ready to dive into mezcal or you're just wanting to step in for the first time, this bottle is definitely worth having. If you've tried other La Puga tequilas or La Puga mezcal, please drop your tasting notes below. I want to see if I picked up the same thing that you did. If you enjoy these reviews and you want to see more information about tequila or me, brand owners, hit that subscribe button, hit like in there. I appreciate you watching my videos. I hope you have a fantastic evening. Cheers.